Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 20 or 30 or 40 gazillion years from now, but today. So you can be able to live the life that you love with those that you love doing what you love. And on top of that, it's not just for your own comfort and convenience and your own freedom, which is awesome. But more importantly, it's about creating a ripple effect in the lives of others. By being able to liberate yourself, you're able to do the same for others too. You're able to bless more lives and be able to create a ripple effect that creates a legacy beyond you. And guys, I'm excited to have you here. Thank you so much for tuning in, for binging. A lot of you guys keep telling me more and more how much you're binging all these episodes, and I love it. I love hearing about it. I love hearing how you guys are making a difference in your own lives as you're not just listening, you're not just a hearer of the word, but you're a doer as well. So thank you so much for doing that. As a reminder, always, you can check out our website, moneyripples.com, for more information. Hey, quick shout out to today's sponsor, the Garmax Group, a privately held debt fund that specializes in the alternative investment space. Garmax will borrow cash or self-directed IRA capital from private investors on above-market fixed-rate promissory notes, which provide repeatable monthly interest payments to its lenders. In other words, great returns paid out monthly. Garmax is a private and closely held diversified investment company managed by Kurt Kuffner with investment project experience in real estate, oil and gas, private commercial specialty loans, non-performing paper and collections, and a startup funding division that focuses on late-stage startups. Great company. You can learn more about Garmax or set up a time to talk to Kurt by visiting their site, garmaxgroup.com, and complete the Contact Us section at the bottom of their site. Again, that's Garmax, not CarMax, the used car company, but Garmax with a G, G-A-R-M-A-X group.com. Check them out. So on today's show, I'm super excited. I have a guest here. I've been really trying for months to get on my show, and I've been very privileged to get. And I know it's a real blessing to be able to have him here today. My special guest here today is Eddie Speed. Now, if you guys ever wondered, like, hey, what are notes? How do I invest in notes? And what are the ways I can actually create passive income with that, or even creating some great active income where you can make fantastic money and you don't have to deal with all the pain and hassle that you get with sometimes when you're doing real estate investing and things like that? That's the kind of thing we'll be talking about today. Now, just to let you know about Eddie, the reason I brought him on is because, you know, I've seen him speak at two different mastermind groups that I've been a part of. You know, he's a high level guy here. I mean, when it comes to notes, I mean, you look up in Wikipedia, he's there, right? Like, this is the guy that's been doing this for 40 years. I mean, he's going into his fifth decade of doing notes. The guy has mastered it. He's like the 800-pound gorilla of notes here. And so we're so excited to have him here because, man, if there's anybody to learn from anybody, Eddie Speed's the guy. So Eddie, welcome to our show.
How you doing, Chris?
Yeah, fantastic, man. Glad to have you on.
Thank you.
So, you know, tell us a little bit about your story. How'd you even start down this path?
To be honest with you, Chris, it was an accident. I was a single guy, 20 years old, and a pretty blonde-headed girl wanted to ride a horse, and I was a cowboy, so that was perfect match. I could help her out. Next thing you know, she wanted to buy a horse, and she brought her family out to come look at this horse, and I met her dad, and her dad was one of the pioneers of buying seller finance notes. I didn't know that at the time. He was actually a retired fireman, but he had learned seller finance notes by selling properties himself. And then he started buying other people's notes. And just as a kid at 20 years old, I got started, worked essentially kind of an apprenticeship with him for a couple of years. And Martha and I married, and we've been married now 37 years.
You got the best package deal out of that, didn't you? That's the top of ROI.
There is no doubt about it. I'm reminded of that on a regular basis. And we moved to Texas, and we started buying notes, and just it's just morphed, you know. And we've just done various things. Obviously, we've had to reinvent ourselves a few times over those years, but that's what it's been. I can say with a true passion that I've been blessed to found a business that I just love so much.
And that's what was going to be my next question is, what is it about notes that you love so much? Like, what is it that really just inspires you and kind of fires up that passion for you?
It doesn't suck the life out of you. Okay.
Good reason. And
I have coached and counseled and done business with thousands of real estate investors, right? Mm-hmm. In a 12-month window, 150 of the top 250 or 300 real estate investors in the entire industry will come to Note School, right? Mm-hmm. So I teach a lot of high-end real estate investors deal structuring techniques, right?
Right.
I've been around thousands of landlords. I've been around people that had rental properties and rehabs and all that stuff. And I've learned over the years that there's a burnout factor. Mm-hmm. And then in between 5 and 10 years, the guys that are doing all that burn out. And there's not a burnout factor with notes. It just gets better.
Yeah. That's right. You don't have to deal with the toilets, trash, and tenants, right?
Yeah. I mean,
not to the same level.
Every business requires, it's a business for me. It's more than just passive income, although you can make it just passive, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is you do a transaction, you get mailbox money a long time in the future, and that is something you learn to love. And it's not just the money, but it's fun, and it just, as I said, it just doesn't suck the life out of you. That's why so many people that are seasoned real estate investors transition to notes, is because they figure out they can make as much or more money on the paper side as they can on the sticks and bricks side, and it doesn't take so much skin off of them.
Yeah. it's true. I'll tell you, just like I've told some of my one-on-one clients when they've asked me recently, like, hey, Chris, what kind of investments are you looking at personally and things like that? And especially on the active side, I love doing passive stuff. But definitely on the active side, I told them, I said, hey, listen, I'm planning on attending Eddie Speed's Note School. Like, that's something that I think is just kind of fun. And the thing I see with it too, is that I know from your stories as well, there's a lot of ways you're actually able to really help people out. You're actually really, you're not only making money, but you're actually creating a real value. And one of the big things I teach on the show is all about creating value for more people, because dollars will follow the value you create. And that's something you've mastered.
There's no doubt. We do this and make money, but the truth be told, there's so many people involved in the transaction with us that benefit from what we're doing. It's just solving real estate problems with creative solutions, right? Yeah. Or somebody's already got a note, and they're collecting payments and they want to cash the note in, they want to sell it. And we buy the note and it helps them out. And then there's various leveraging techniques that we can use with that note. So it just doesn't, you would run out of $100,000 at a time. Most people would, mm-hmm. just to go buy a note and collect long-term payments. Right.
Yeah.
So then there's leveraging techniques, as you've seen us talk about, where you can but guess what? You can go recoup your $100,000, but then still own part of the note.
And for those that really understand what notes are, I mean, walk us through basically what is a note and what is kind of the process that you do and what does it look like?
Well, a note can be a check. If you write a check, you wrote a note.
Yeah.
Right? And then, of course, a car note or a real estate note is generally where we think about, I sign the notes down at the bank, right? Mm-hmm. And you sign a promise to pay. And if it's an installment loan, it typically has an interest rate and a monthly payment over time.
Yeah.
And so the thing that I like about real estate notes is that you're buying somebody's promise to pay back, secured by the real estate. You're becoming the bank.
Yeah.
And in our business, not 100% of the time, but depending on the interest rate of the note, you may be buying the note at a discount, you may pay less for the note than what you're going to be able to collect back. Because the borrower is obligated to pay the full amount of the note plus interest. Mm-hmm. So you're like, wow, You mean I don't have to just earn the interest rate on the note? Well, no, depending on the interest rate of the note, you may buy it at a discount. And then once you own this note, a note is not real property. It's personal property. Okay. Mm-hmm. Personal property is like a car or a boat or whatever, right? Well, a note falls in that category. But once again, it then secured by real estate. So if, God forbid, something happened to the borrower, you have actual physical real estate as the collateral.
Exactly. It's a way to kind of have control of the real estate without actually having to own it.
Man, if you ask, I've spoke from coast to coast, right? From Seattle to Miami and everywhere in between, right? Mm-hmm. I've asked a room full of landlords thousands of times, right? If all things were equal, would you rather be the landlord or the bank? And in a room full of landlords every time, guess what they say?
The bank.
You got it.
Now, explain to us, how do you get a discount? Because I think that's the thing that people don't realize, because they think, okay, $100,000 loan, for example, right? Or a mortgage, right? They think you buy it for $100,000, you know, but that's not true. You can actually walk in with instant equity, correct?
You do walk in. I mean, that's not 100% true. I mean, there's certain loans that aren't necessarily sold at a discount, but mm-hmm. the general market condition for seller finance notes is those loans are bought at a discount. I've closed 40,000 seller finance notes at a discount, right? Mm-hmm. So people say, well, you know, how do you know that's a market condition? I'm saying, I think I've proved it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's just that's what the market is. And that's part of what Notes will teach us, is what a note is worth and how you price it and, you know, how you would go about finding the kind of notes you could buy at a discount and stuff. Because, I mean, those are great questions. Like, that's amazing. I'd love to do that. Now, how do I go do it? And that's why mm-hmm. 20 years ago, after being in the business for 20 years, then 20 years ago, I formed a school to train people how to go do this, because there really wasn't enough soldiers out there chasing this kind of business.
Right. Well, even then, even if you know how to do it, I know connections are everything too, right?
There's no doubt. And I try to do a good job of kind of explaining when people come train with us and spend time with us. I try to explain, you know, how to grade notes, right? There's an A grade note. There's a C minus note. I mean, like, not all notes are created equal, like right. all houses are created equal, right? And so
right.
we try to teach people like a sense of, because I always tell people that like the real crux of any note investing decision is this: what is the borrower's propensity to pay back the loan? Mm-hmm. What's the odds, right?
Yeah.
Well, the odds are like 99%. You got you a solid deal. You got a piece of real estate. God forbid, 1 in 100 he doesn't. But the truth of the matter is, if you got a 99% chance it's going to pay as agreed, then you don't have any brain damage. Now, we do talk about the catastrophic and what happens if they don't pay and what could you do, and could you sell the note to somebody else, or can you find a vendor that can go do the things that you don't want to do? And the answer is all that is yes, yes, and yes. But if you have a solid deal, you've got a passive investment and mailbox money.
Yeah. So give us an example of that, like both from a passive side as well as more of an active side. Like, what are ways that people can actually really generate money from these things?
So let's talk about the active first. Okay. Yeah. So I have hundreds of note school students that actively do this all the time, but my wife is well known for doing this, right? Mm-hmm. So my wife and I are, you know, at retirement age, although we're not looking to retire, but we're legally at retirement age according to an IRA, right?
You get either discounts at the local buffet, right?
Exactly. What about the old senior citizen card? Although I forget to do that, by the way. So my wife finds a note for $100,000 and she pays, say, $80,000 for that note. Mm-hmm. She may pay 75 for some and 88 for another, right? It's not all one price or one discount, but she buys that note, right? It mm-hmm. may be secured by a piece of property that's worth $150,000,
right?
So it's a good piece of property. The loan has a pay history. They're paying back. You can see it. So everything looks to line up. So in that scenario, she buys the note and pays $80,000. She buys it in our self-directed Roth IRA. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we have she has 9 different tax advantage accounts that she invests in. Right. So we have IRAs, 401k, you know, the health savings account, the Coverdale educational accounts for grandkids and all that kind of stuff. Right.
Yeah.
But just for a simple example, she takes a self-directed IRA account. She funds $80,000, but she's already got an investor lined up that would like to buy the first half of this note. Mm-hmm. Right. So just say hypothetically, it is a 30-year note. Right. It may not really be 30, but just for conversation. Okay. Sure. So hypothetically, it's a 30-year note. She's got an investor that will pay $80,000 and earn a lower return than what she did for her investment, but better than they can earn at the bank and safer than the stock market.
Right.
Probably 6%, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll buy 15 years of that note and they will fund $80,000.
Right.
Okay. Now that's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
What happens is, though, you're saying, well, darn, the problem is Martha's got to wait 15 years to get her money back. No, because they almost always pay off early.
Exactly.
Right? And when they pay off early, the investor is going to get the portion of his investment he's entitled to, and you're going to earn the difference. And I have, you know, a training that we're going to offer you guys. And part of that is I'm going to give them some tools so that they can see actually how much money this is. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give them some additional tools to go along with a little workshop, little online workshop. And part of that is going to be, you're going to see, wow, you mean in 5 to 8 years when this loan pays off, Martha like gets, no kidding, between $60,000 and $80,000 lump sum of money in a tax advantage account we'll never pay taxes on.
Right.
Boom.
It's actually, it's interesting because like on this show, I usually kind of poo-poo all over things like IRAs, 401ks, Roths, things like that. Not in all cases, but especially when people are trying to retire sooner, right?
Yeah.
But I know when I see some of your guys' examples, even like how you use a Roth, like even for your grandkids, which I'm thinking that's forever, but the amount of money you can grow inside that you make, you know, with tax advantage or even tax-free is pretty incredible. It definitely is. So, it opened up my eyes to say, you know what? There's a purpose, a place for everything.
Yeah, there is. And so that's an example where Martha uses an active brain to make a passive investment in our retirement account, right? Mm-hmm. Or she has a creative strategy. And I can't tell you that if you do one loan, it's going to pay off in 7 years. I can tell you that if you do 20 deals, that the odds of the average payoff being 7 years is about where it's going to land, uh-huh. right? So I can't stick a thermometer in one deal's mouth, right, and tell you exactly what it's going to do, so to speak. But I can tell you statistically that that's true, and it happens. And so people don't – you're just using a financial modeling technique, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that's the active way to invest. So then the next question is, how does somebody passively invest? Well, there's two ways they can do it, right? Yeah. Martha finds some investor that, honestly, they're usually burnout landlords. I mean, mm-hmm. like almost 100% of the time, it's really the one customer that's the easiest to find in our industry is somebody that is a burnt out, skint up landlord. Right?
Yep.
That's sort of a country boy expression, but it communicates well, right?
Yeah.
And so then, you know, they become the guy that buys the first 15 years of the note. They're sort of investing underneath Martha, right? Mm-hmm. And they like, well, you know, I can be comfortable with that. And I get my first money. If anything goes wrong, Martha didn't get any more money until she makes sure I get all the money I'm supposed to get. And that's a fairly good deal for them. The second way you can be a passive investor, and I show people how to do this in training, is how to go, here's a website, here's how you go find a note, here's how you evaluate the note, here's how you click the button and buy the note, right? And right. all of a sudden you can go on a website and buy a real estate, safe real estate secured loan. And you just own it and have it serviced. You have yeah. a servicing company that collects payments, and you know, they're professional, they're licensed, they manage the taxes and insurance and tax reporting, and they, you know, they transfer the money to you every month.
I love it a lot. So you mentioned this training, like how would people be able to find this? Like where would they go? Like, and I don't know, I'll put the website in the show notes too, but tell them where they would look.
So go to noteschool.com/Miles, M-I-L-E-S.
I know that guy.
Yeah. And so just noteschool.com/Miles. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give them a little e-white paper. Mm-hmm. It talks about retirement accounts and this type of investing. It's not terribly long, but it's a good solid piece.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to give them a couple of tools. I'm going to give them a kind of a flow chart of if you did something like a partial, how would that work? When would you do what? Right. Mm-hmm. And that'll make more sense as we get to the little workshop that I'm going to do with them. Right. Right. I'm also going to give them an Excel spreadsheet. So this Excel spreadsheet shows you insert the information. It shows you the balance of the loan and the terms of the loan, and then you can insert this partial, like the example that I just gave you that Martha would do. You can insert this into this little spreadsheet and take, you know, and then take a little line and look and say, well, if it paid off in 5 years, I'd get this much money. If it paid off in 8 years, I'd get this much money. Or obviously, if I paid off at the end of 15 years, I'd get the note back with interest. So,
right.
That'll tie in with the best way I've learned to teach this is I love using case studies. So I'll do a little workshop with a case study and lay it out. And, you know, that'll when they go to the website and download the information, then it'll automatically register them for a little training. And we'll tell them when the training is and how it works and stuff so that they can just come watch it and. That's really the best way to start. I like to use some, you know, I have hundreds of examples, but so you've seen me do this a few times, and I use little simple examples that shows you a property and shows you kind of the thought process of, okay, I'm comfortable with this loan, and then you buy it, and then you could just keep the whole loan, or you could sell a partial, or whatever it is that fits where somebody wants to be.
Yeah.
Their activity level is pretty much limited by their knowledge. They can right. be as aggressive and as they want to be and do what Martha does every day, or a lot of the students that do that, or they can just go be passive and they can go decide where they want to be.
Yeah. Well, I know personally, I'm super excited to attend this school because, you know, like I said, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities I get thrown at, but this is one that to me is just sounds amazing. And I know from reputation, from other investors I've talked to, they've said the same thing, is that you and Martha are geniuses in this space. And if there's anybody to learn from to set their feet and be able to impart of all this good wisdom, it's you guys for sure. So I really appreciate you offering that for my people here.
Well, I don't know about geniuses. We just have been doing it a long time. I can tell you a couple thousand ways not to do it anymore.
We like that too.
No, we're seasoned. We're certainly seasoned and we like doing it. And I feel like I truly can say that I feel like this is my gift to back to the industry, right?
Yeah.
This is something that this is a trail that I've been down a long time and not necessarily, I just have stumbled into things that we figured out. I wouldn't call it genius at all, but we just have tried it a bunch of times. So we figured out some things after trial and error. And we try to take people straight to the ultimate details that we now practice versus them going through a bunch of mistakes that they haven't lived yet.
Right.
But well, it's fun teaching this and seeing people light up and seeing their eyes light up as to what they can do. It's just, I've been teaching now almost 20 years and I've never lost that thrill of seeing that.
Well, same here. I got a taste of it and I'm hungry for more. So I'm excited for it.
Well, yeah, just get you guys to go to the site, noteschool.com/miles, We're giving you kind of some preparation information to look at before the little training. The training won't be terribly long, probably about an hour. Mm-hmm. We'll show some examples and be able to just kind of work through and see how it works. And that's how we do it.
Perfect. I love it, man. Eddie, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate all the value you've delivered. And yeah, everybody else, you know, those of you who are tuning in here, like, check it out. Go to noteschool.com/miles. I'll put in the show notes as well, but yeah, check it out. You know, learn more about what he's got. And if it resonates with you, man, there's some awesome schools to attend. So again, Eddie, thank you so much for your time.
Great to talk to you, Chris. And I look forward to seeing you.
Same here. Everybody else, have a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.